I'm the man. Save the Empire.
Mr. N, well, tell us about where we are and what we're doing here.
We're at the Middle East in Cambridge. We are downstairs. My first time at the Middle East downstairs.
How have you never been downstairs in the Middle East?
Everything I've seen has been upstairs for whatever reason.
You're take too cool as, to come downstairs.
Take that as you will.
You like bands that nobody else does. That's what that means.
No, it's my friends all play crappy bands that I can't play down here.
Oh, that's what the band you played last one of these we did, I think, played Middle East upstairs, didn't they?
A couple of them. Searching for Timothy played. Throttle Rod played.
Throttle Rod played.
My buddy Robbie Foundation played. So, yeah, I've seen a lot upstairs.
Strike Anywhere was downstairs, though.
I did not see that show.
You should have come to that show.
You weren't there.
No, I'm just saying. You should have come to that show.
Well, I ran into Thomas in the streets of Alston.
So that was enough Strike Anywhere for you?
I was like, what are you doing here?
And you know what's weird is you told me that story about running into Thomas is the lead singer of Strike Anywhere.
Oh, you went to high school.
Of course. And my brother emailed me like 2 weeks later. He's like, hey, guess who I ran into? Blast from the Past. I was like, who? He's like, Thomas from Strike Anywhere on the street. I was like, what the fuck? Like, my brother's in San Francisco.
Hey, he's on tour.
Like, 3,000 miles away. And I was like, interesting. Saw it the other day.
So we're here for Campo Sote, which is fuck you white, apparently. It is a
That's what it translates to from Creole, yes.
A party to benefit the future of Haiti. There's going to be bands here. The lights out, allowed, pretty and nice, and you can be a Wesley.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure I'm doing that right. A couple guys spinning, as well as photography by Jillian with a Jeep.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be the only picture nerd here. I actually brought my camera, then I saw her. I was like, well, you got this under control. I'll just podcast and drink.
I can't wait in the corner. It's like,
why? Normally, I'd be excited to talk to a girl, but you're holding a camera. She could be topless and, like, you know, Halle Berry hot, and all I care about is the dumb camera in her hands.
So, obviously, it's a benefit for Haiti, and my question is, you do like boobs. What are you kept up to date on what's going on in Haiti? I mean, aside from
Sure. I mean, what's on TV? And I got tired of watching Anderson Cooper be sad in the streets of Haiti. But I did see a story the other day.
Cursing Haiti for making Anderson Cooper sad.
The homeless in Philadelphia collected $14.64.
Well, that's impressive.
Collected money from the homeless. This Haiti thing is turning the world upside down.
Yeah, normally they're asking me for money.
Right? $14.64 they scraped together.
This is what I have.
What have you got? This Apple Save Lives. What does that do?
Well, I'll press the little information button. It says, Palm is offering $100,000 to the most downloaded application between February 1st and May 31st, 2010.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what it does. So this one has 5,200 apps, or 5,200 downloads.
Okay.
So if this is the most downloaded apps, they're going to donate the money, the $100,000 to Haiti.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, this app saves lives and aiming to win the prize and you can estimate 1.5 million people whose lives have been devastated by the earthquake in Haiti.
So how? So what? People go to like the App Store for Palm,
yep,
and download that.
And this is a countdown. It tells you there's 116 days, 4 hours, 41 minutes, and then it counts down to seconds until the thing is over, and that it gives you a running count of how many downloads there are. Now I don't know if there are. I'm gonna go with no, because Oregon Trail is pretty awesome.
And the Nintendo Entertainment System emulator that I emailed you about the other.
Oh yeah, the GBA, the Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, and whatever the regular Game Boy.
Yeah.
What else do I have here? I have block traffic, which is fun, where you got to get the car out of the grid. You ever done that? It's like you're a parking lot attendant.
No, I get it. Yeah, I've got one that slide. That sounds awesome. You want to play my Star Wars Trench Run again?
I'm getting 3D gaming, all right? I have Asphalt 5. Listen, this is about Haiti, not about your stupid film.
Michael!
Also in San Francisco.
Michael! Come here and see us. Michael Marotta. We otherwise call him Interpol. Hi, friend. How are you? Grab a microphone. Good to see you. How you been?
How are things on the West Coast?
They're excellent. Nice. Thank you very much. There's no I in threesome, Michael. So you're DJing tonight. Are you charging for your services, or are you donating what you normally charge to?
I'm donating everything to Haiti.
Everything, including that sweet jacket?
Everything I
have. So how you been? You doing all right? We haven't seen you in a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm laying low. It's winter, so you know, sometimes you just got to kind of hibernate for a while, but still doing my thing on Fridays, which scratches the itch.
Well, plug the hell out of that. What's the thing on Fridays? Tell the people.
I do this dance party called The Pedal. It is actually...
A
little place called Great Scott, actually. And on Friday, we'll have been at Great Scott for 5 years.
Okay.
We've been doing the night almost 13 in total.
See, that's what happens when you're a success, that, you know, they keep things going for 13 years as opposed to us. It's like, I got 2.5 years, you're done.
You had a good run.
Two out of three of you sucks.
They should have pulled the plug on us a long time. We're still spinning that same Parklife CD. We bought a Tower Records in 1995. So.
It gets so scratched up, but I just get it, another copy from the library.
It's all the people.
And your day job is going well? You haven't been downsized yet?
No. They've moved me down to Storage B. Newsroom.
They take your red stapler away?
Yeah, they did take my red stapler. But
are they hiring? I need a gig.
Yeah, go from one dying industry to another one.
They haven't hired since 1967.
Yeah, Michael works for a newspaper. I don't know if you want to mention what newspaper.
I write for the Boston Herald.
So
wrote some very nice words about us. So.
That's true.
I tried to help spread the word. Yeah.
Which was hilarious in that, because we were written up, I mean, literally on the same day by the Herald and you and Globe. And I don't know if the Globe just shut down the comments or they got none. And your article got, I mean, the last time I looked, there was like 75 comments. It was nuts.
You guys speak to the blue collar section of
clearly.
And then that's our bread and butter.
Yeah, obviously we're Herald folks, so we're Heraldites.
We have no idea.
The working man, they'll come and defend you.
My favorite comment was about me was when somebody described me as an asshole, but they said he was our asshole.
Exactly.
The one comment that sticks with me, and it meant a lot to me.
That's pretty much the Herald. We absolutely hate you, but we love you.
Because you're ours.
We're not going to let anyone else hate you more than we hate you, and we will defend you.
If somebody else comes and hates on you, we'll hate you just a little less so we can defend you.
Exactly. Sit on my lap, Johnny.
What are you going to DJ here for the people of the Middle East downstairs this evening?
I'm thinking this is kind of like a modern indie dinner with Michael V. It's kind of a little earlier than usually I'm doing these things. So it's going to be a little blue. Well, more paced.
Is there going to be food? Because you said dinner. And I like food.
I'm thinking about, maybe.
We should go upstairs and get a shawarma together.
A little baba ganoush.
Some synth-pop shawarma, perhaps. Maybe Baba O'Reilly ganoush. Black grape leaves.
Oh, keep going. That's three.
I had three. That's all I came up with.
That's all you got. That's all you got. We're kibby in there somewhere.
Right? Them, the joint I smoked in the car on the way over here. Really isn't doing.
Tell the people about what we're doing here again there, because you got it in front of you.
Tonight, 7:30, it's actually, doors are opening up in just a second. How much is it at the door?
It's $10 at the door.
We're auctioning off a bunch of stuff. There's gift certificates. There's
you can win a date with me.
Bruins tickets. Ooh. There's I gave up a signed poster from Disorientation last year. Those were just taking up space on my wall.
Are the Bruins still playing?
Yeah, they lost to the Capitals last night, 4-1.
Is it still a hockey town? Because it was a hockey town for like 8 months.
Would you like me to point something out?
I felt it. I felt the hockey townness all up in my shit, and then now it's just gone.
Can I point out what happened? When the Sandbox came on the air, the Bruins turned it around and made the playoffs and then kept playing well. Sandbox goes off the air at the beginning of January. How long have the Bruins been shitty? The entire month of January. Yeah. Is that a correlation?
What are they, 10th place now?
12th.
They fell the fuck apart.
Yeah.
Welcome to the entry draft, ladies and gentlemen.
Mind you,
place to be.
Only a couple points separate like 6th and 12th, but still.
Still, it's 12th fucking place.
Like, yeah. I mean, you've still had teams like Columbus.
They really lost
Atlanta. You know, I mean, you got that going for it. So.
Atlanta still has a team?
Anyway, go Devils. I gotta go set up.
All right, very good. Thanks, Michael, everybody. Thank you very much for stopping by. So I figured since Michael's here, we should probably play an Interpol song.
Sounds good to me. Throw it on there.
That's what we call it. Thank you.
strut those shoes. We'll go roaming in the night. Well, how are things on the West Coast? You keep it moving to your soul's delight. Now I've tried the brakes. I've tried, but you know it's a lonely ride. How are things on the West Coast? Oh, I'd move heaven behind those eyes. Today my heart swings. Yet a day my heart swings.
Sound any better?
No, I don't like the feel of this one. This one makes me nasal. I like this one much better.
Oh yeah,
it makes me boom boom bass.
Give you a little bass.
A little boom boom bass. Yeah, that's what Stern does. Stern cranks his bass up.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
When I listened to Stern, my subwoofer would just be like, hear what he was saying because he just had it cranked.
Well, he's got two amps. He's got the condenser mics because you crank up the Robin.
We're on our way to success.
Ooh, this is how we do it in New York. WNBC.
We figured it out.
Yeah, the crank of the bass. So let's talk about you and your ass.
Oh, do we have to?
Well, January was the shittiest month on record. And
it went out with a bang. That's
my wife and I, it was funny to watch the Facebook comments because the people that don't know like what's going on in my everyday life and the people that do. When I wrote that on February 1st, and my wife and I literally high-fived the morning. We were like, yes, February, high-five. But January, other than us getting fired, my grandfather died, your car, your computer died, and then you locked yourself out of the house on the same day.
My stupid dog cost me extra bucks.
Yeah, your dog chewed a hole in his back. But then let's talk about what happened with you and your asshole.
Well, without getting too graphic, the long and the short of it is I blew it out farting.
You really honestly think that you gave yourself a hemorrhoid by farting?
I just remember that there was a night of Narragansetts that I was extremely gassy and one that was like a cannon. And that's the only thing, it's just, the correlation is there. It's it's too convenient for not to be.
Did you ask the
doctor? No, I didn't want to tell him that I was... You know him in my liver. I couldn't tell him I was pounding Narragansetts.
Well, no, not even just be like, so how do you think this happens? Because, like, I always kind of figure, you know, you get hemorrhoids when you get older, when you take, you know, if you take a big dump.
That's what I thought, too.
Pregnant women get them, especially when giving birth, because, you know, you're straining and pushing down there. But you should have just asked him, how do you think I may have gotten
it? Well, with the straining and pushing, it very well could have been ripping that far. I've been really gassy lately. And then I guess I was backed up because what happened is it was sensitive back there, so the door closed. The door's like, no, too much pain. I don't want to deal with any pain. So I started backing up. So then I had to take a laxative, which kept me up for like 8 hours running back and forth. So I'm like, ow! I gotta go! And I finally slathered some Operation H on there, and I'm good.
That day that I called you, and you were at the Old Navy with Hot Stock.
That's when I realized things were wrong.
And you had gone to BK, and you had to get off the phone because you were literally running for the toilet?
Yeah. That was my last movement for a day and a half.
Oh.
Until I got the X-lax after something. That was a Sunday. Went and saw the doctor Monday evening.
So your ass hurt that much that it literally shut itself down.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is about doctors. Because I've had my prostate checked. So first doctor, the guy that did that was like, can you relax a little? This doctor, same thing. I'm like, doc, we're about to get a little more into it. Because I was trying to get wrong.
Sure, yeah.
And he's like, oh, good. Drop it and turn around. I'm like, all right.
Jesus
And he's
Christ.
Back there. He's like, you need to relax. I'm like, this is, doc. There is no more relax. Unless you're buying me a few drinks or knocking me unconscious.
So, I mean, it gives a whole new meaning to the terminology shit show when you described me the last couple of months. So.
January just sucked. And if anybody's like, oh, this is gross or whatever, listen. There's doctors for a reason. They sell preparation. They advertise it on TV for a reason. People get rules.
Do you feel like it's going to turn around sooner than later? Like, do you feel better about things? I know that January is done.
Okay, so it happened Sunday, which is the 31st. So I chalked the roid up.
What are you going to do?
January. I got it looked at February.
Okay.
Today's the 3rd, right?
Something like that.
I got an offer on the car.
Oh, good.
So that's good. And there's another one floating out there. So that's good. So things are looking up. I don't want to jinx it. But yeah, things are kind of looking up. So I'm happy.
Okay.
I'll just put it at that. I'm in a happy place.
No, it's great.
Caps won last night. I hadn't seen the Caps play.
You got to go to the game,
in
too.
In a year, yeah.
Which is great.
Sorry, Andy and the Bruins. I was texting with Andy because he's not here. He's not playing. And it was great to see the team that I grew up on in person and get heckled by Bruins fans at Greatest Bar. Oh, I didn't wear my Andy jersey. I gave that to the girl. I wore my mid-90s black alternate Caps jersey.
The one with the Capitol
dome on the front with Eagles on the side.
Yeah.
I couldn't find my Don Beaufort jersey from the original red, white, and blue.
What's up, super fan?
Listen, it's what I grew up with. And anybody who's like mad about me being a Bruins fan because I'm here and you know putting them second to the Caps can suck it. Because if I had made the Bruins first, they would say, oh, well, you sold out the Caps.
Yeah.
You're a minute early!
There's nobody here.
This wasted time. Yeah, I've been just fine.
not win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.